We're doing the Chafetz Chaim, Rampage Lamed Hey. The Chafetz Chaim was enumerating how many prohibitions a person can transgress when saying Lashon Hara, and he's up to the 17th. V'lifamim yesh od lav acher. Sometimes there's another prohibition, l'fimah shematzui ba'avonoteinu harabim, shemdaber alav Lashon Hara mitoch kaas, being that often when people speak Lashon Hara, it stems from anger, they're upset at the person. And so they're upset, so they curse the person as they're talking. And sometimes he uses Hashem's name, even in a foreign language. He says, God damn him. So he used Hashem's name to curse the person in another language. So here he's transgressed the clear prohibition of not to curse even someone who's deaf, even someone who won't hear it, even someone who won't be cognizant of the curse, so they won't be slighted directly. There's a prohibition, a biblical prohibition against cursing him. As we see in Choshen Mishpat, and over there in that halacha in Choshen Mishpat is where it's discussed that even in a foreign language, even in a language other than Hebrew, if one were to curse even someone who doesn't hear him, certainly he would be in transgression, as the verse says. And all the more so if the person does hear him. And the Chafetz Chaim concludes this part of the introduction. We've enumerated 17 prohibitions that are so common when people say Lashon Hara and Rechilut. Even if he's just telling another Jew, because if he were to say this in front of a non-Jew, then his transgression is even greater. And sometimes he could enter the realm of what we call a moser, someone who gives over a Jew into the hands of non-Jews to be punished and possibly killed. As we will clarify clearly in the later chapter, the 8th chapter. And if you pay attention, many of the prohibitions the Chafetz Chaim enumerated are punishable by death at the hands of heaven, but death nonetheless. Kmo al gnut al mana v'yatom v'al chilul Hashem. He mentioned shaming a widow or an orphan or desecrating Hashem's name. V'arbe men shenugah b'nyan olam haba, and many of them also affect a person's portion in the world to come. Kigon malbin nechavro b'rabim, as our sages said, one who shames someone publicly loses his portion in the world to come. Umitkaben miknon chavero, or someone who takes pride as he's shaming someone else. Lemi shemagil datzmo ba'avon chamur hazeh shel lashon hara uchilut, whoever is accustomed to the sin, this weighty sin of saying lashon hara uchilut, so he's at risk of losing the things that he should cherish, his portion in the world to come, his life. Kashan verim yirtzeh Hashem hakol lekaman, as we will see more clearly as we continue. After we've enumerated the prohibitions, the Chafetz Chaim goes on to say, now I want to enumerate how many proactive commandments a person can transgress by saying Lashon Hara or Rechilut, as we made it our goal earlier to enumerate both. So now I'll begin with the help of my Rock and my Redeemer. Hashem should help me to enumerate the proactive commandments. And that's where we'll pick up, Bezrat Hashem, later tonight.